It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Chico, part Delamar, one. Gino. The Morning Rush.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Initial reaction was to check my iPad.
Why?
I thought, like, why didn't something go on?
You know, that's a common reaction to people who are tuning in with our, for the first time, with our new bed.
Yeah.
They really think that somehow their app opened by itself.
We're using two new apps since Thursday. I mean, two new beds.
Yeah.
Since Thursday. So people are really like, what?
What is that?
Yeah, they all start panicking. Don't worry, it's just our bed. So, well, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to a brand new week. Summer is going by, chugging along quite fast, actually.
I know, like a runaway train.
Yeah, it feels like it's going by so fast. And, well, the good thing is it's probably because we're all having fun.
Is it?
That's what I want to think.
Okay, sorry.
But the heat is unbelievable. It's relentless.
And we went swimming like tanghaling tapat.
I know, whatever possessed.
It's just crazy. It's insane.
I know. I think you guys arrived. We went swimming with our families yesterday at 11?
Yeah.
You were
started
under,
at 11.
We were under the blazing sun. But it was fun.
It was crazy. But it was fun. Yeah,
yeah, it was fun. It was so much fun. And, you know.
And I'm glad you started off with the heat.
Why?
Because we've got a top 10 for you guys.
That has something to do with the heat.
That has something to do with the heat. And we are thanking two people. You know, it's that bad that two people sent in a top 10 about the heat.
Okay. It really is.
It really is. It's crazy. Thank you to Gabrielle Manuson and Jejeboy Takyo for suggesting the top 10 ways to complete the statement, sa sobrang init. Blank.
Okay.
Be as
exaggerated,
hyperbolic as you can. So, sa sobrang init, yung mga anghel pumuntang hell para magpalamig.
Yes.
Sa sobrang init, yung swimming pool namin naging steam room.
Yeah,
too big.
It really feels like it.
Yeah, and then some examples given were sa sobrang init yung halo-halo namin naging ginatan.
Sa sobrang init, pwede kang mag-bake.
Magprito ng itlog
pavement. Yeah, or pavement. What is pavement in Tagalog?
Sa kalsada.
Or sa konkreto. Something like that.
And sa sobrang init, yung aircon namin bumili ng electric fan. Okay,
sa
you get the point.
Init, yeah. Kahit ang araw, nagpapaypay.
Yan, di ba? So, like, be as exaggerated, crazy as you can.
You know, us living next to the equator is really, our summers are really like this.
No, but I don't remember it being this hot in a long time.
I don't know if it's been clocking in like higher, if we have been clocking higher temperatures. It isn't.
Like there was this one day it was insanely hot. Turns out it was just 34.
What?
Right?
Okay.
It feels much hotter.
And it's like, it's dry heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, piercing through the skin. Okay.
And I could feel the sun in the pool.
Yes,
like,
even
ouch.
If you're in the water.
Yeah, and I've had sunblock, and I've had... It's crazy. Okay, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement, sa sobrang init. Dapat ganun yun to, no? Like,
sa sobrang init.
Blank. Okay, so if you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299, or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag sa sobrang init.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Good morning, Philippines. It is a Monday morning here in Manila. Today is April 8, 2013. My name is Del, and I got the news that is, good news for a change. We almost always start with bad news.
I know.
Or even if it's not bad news, it's not happy news.
Well,
but this
one
is
happy news.
Congratulations to Halle Berry and Olivier Martinez.
Wow.
The actress is pregnant with her second child, and her representative has confirmed it to OMG. Berry, 46, is already a mom to 5-year-old Nala, her daughter, with ex-boyfriend Gabriel Aubrey, and this will be the first child for French actor Martinez, who is 47. Berry, Martinez, and Nala all vacationed in Maui, Hawaii last week, and the Oscar winner made sure to conceal her growing belly in a cover-up every time she hit the beach. Sources tell OMG that Berry is about 3 months along. In early March, Berry stunned in a black dress at the Call premiere in Los Angeles, and looking back at photos, you can almost make out a tiny bump. TMZ is reporting the Oscar winner is expecting a boy. Berry and Martinez have been dating since 2010 and got engaged 2 years later, January 2012.
It's just more obvious with somebody who's so fit.
So sexy.
And so sexy. So the slightest bump tends to, you know.
I know.
Tends to show because she's just so fit. And the abs on this woman.
But wow, this is motherhood delayed like anything. She had her first child at 41. And the second one at 46.
And her children are just so infused with good genes.
I know.
Right? I mean, both
from
parents.
Her and, yeah. Because Halle's beautiful. She's a product of an interracial marriage as well, right?
But the fathers of her children are also beautiful.
Both of them.
Right?
Right.
Like male model beautiful.
So I want to know what this new baby will look like.
I know.
Because it is Olivier Martinez, Latino and her mix.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, congratulations to Halle Berry. Definitely happy news. That's it for the first news update here on The Morning Rush. We got more.
What?
On The Morning Rush. We got more in store for you. And it being a Monday, look forward to the number one movie over the weekend.
Right.
We'll give it to you today. For now, you got C, D, and G right here on Summer's Hottest Star X 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
All right, and actually, if you wanted to check out like what happened over March 26 to 30, the event in Boracay, check out the Twitter pages of Bello Sun Expert. That's at Bello _ Sun Expert. And Crystal Bello, that's at Crystal Bello. Crystal with CRISTALLE and then Bello.
Yeah.
Radio RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. And today we are going very summery, and I think just everyone is just going crazy about the heat.
Oh yeah.
It's just
it's
crazy.
Really something else.
Crazy, crazy.
You know, that was what we were talking about earlier when we opened the show.
Yeah.
It's super hot, so I was asking, are the temperatures clocking in at, you know, record
highs? Record highs.
But he said no.
It's really not. Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, not really.
I mean,
humid. I don't know.
I think it's also because of the we have more buildings around.
Yeah. Maybe more
so
cars.
They emanate more heat.
More heat.
Unlike trees and grass, and you know, it would absorb the heat.
But it is true. Yesterday when we were swimming, I was walking on the grass and it's really like warm. And then the moment there was this one patch in the playground where it was concrete,
yeah,
the moment you step on it, it was like times two.
Cooper cried. Remember?
Yeah,
he cried when he stepped on the...
And he never cries. He rarely cries.
So it was really hot.
It was so hot. It was like touching an oven.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy hot. All right, so because it is so hot, I think everyone may paghuhugutan for today. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Sa sobrang init. Yeah, so we're going very exaggerated today.
Right.
Let's start off with... Let's start from the very bottom.
Hey, Del. He's busy doing the top 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look what I see open on his iPad. Look what we could mess with.
No, you cannot.
What is it?
It's Dragon Veil.
It's not Dragon Veil.
Isn't it?
It's Dragon Story.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know the difference. Because I saw like little dragons flying
as opposed to Dragon Skies and Dragon... There's another one. There are four Dragon Veil types. Let's start off with Angeli Des. Yung ice cream na binili ko, naging milkshake.
Wow.
Tapos, nung sabi ko, sige na nga, fine, I'll drink the milkshake, naging evaporated milk.
As in, evaporated.
Each stage becomes more. Yeah.
And that's when she decided to drink it na.
Mm. Madmat Mark says, yung itlog, naging hard-boiled. Nag-jogging lang ako.
Well, if it was in your pocket.
Yeah.
Kasi sobrang init ng temperature.
But why would you have, like, chicken eggs in your pocket?
Parang
ganun. Maybe you were, after the run, you were supposed to eat breakfast and then you didn't have enough time to go home.
Speaking of, we were hosting a fun run over the weekend.
Yeah.
So, from morning, and we had the car stick on.
Yeah.
And then
Chico and I were under the heat most of the day. It was crazy.
Right. Naka sunblock ka ba nun, Chico?
I actually forgot.
Ay.
I was supposed to, but I actually forgot.
Because you remember more if you're going to the beach.
Yeah.
But not so much when you're just,
But you know what they say, right? They say you're supposed to really put on sunblock on a daily basis.
Yeah. Like going to the office.
Oh, yeah. Even if you're not really going to stay under the
sun.
Exactly. Yes. UV rays.
Mm-mm.
It keeps you youthful looking, though.
And diba, even like on the beach, kunyari, you're under the umbrella.
Yeah.
You can feel the heat
from
in your
the
face.
Ground.
Yung nag-reflect
from the sand.
That's also like sunlight. Yeah. It's like being under the sun. Madmat Mark says, yung mga hipon, yung maganda katawan pero pangit ang ulo, halabos ang steamed hipon.
What's halabos?
Basically, steamed shrimp.
Halabos is not steamed.
Ah, hindi ba?
It's parang roasted.
How do you halabos?
Well, you let the whatever liquid dry with a pan. Like my mom does
dry,
it.
Parang dry fry.
Well, you walang start oil. Off with, like my mom uses Sprite.
Whoa.
Yeah, she uses Sprite and she seasons the shrimps. And then you just wait until the liquid evaporates.
Yeah, so basically like it absorbs the liquid.
So it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
We not talk about food today.
Okay. We won't.
Someone's on a diet.
Angelita says, yung pati yung mga pare hindi na naninita nang naka-short sa simbahan.
Sobrang inid eh.
It's just too hot. Wait,
bawal ba mag-short sa simbahan?
Bawal.
Really?
Well, it has to be like proper. Or at least maybe not short shorts.
Because I remember going to church in shorts.
Siguro long shorts. Or maybe they're more strict with women.
With women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like nothing too skimpy. And also, Camilo says, yung sopas ko, sopas not soup, the actual sopas.
Oh, sopas.
Naging carbonara.
Lumapot.
Kasi may milk yun, lumapot na.
Lumapot na.
And Angelides says, yung sinampay ko, after 10 minutes, malutong na.
Naluto na.
And it's not even just dry.
Yeah,
it's
malutong.
Lumutong. Camilo says, yung ref namin pumasok sa freezer, tapos yung freezer nag-demand ng aircon at yung aircon gusto ng electric fan.
Sobrang nainitan lahat.
And also, let's see. Okay, wait a minute. I'm getting this straight from Twitter. Si Coengtor says, yung foam bed ko naging water bed. Sa sobrang init. Sa dami
puro pawis mo.
So, that's one of the grossest.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Totally.
Pag napawis ka sa bed mo and you're like, I'm not comfortable.
Or you were someone who sweats a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's just, worse. If it's not your sweat.
Yeah.
Just speaking from experience.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But you know the worst feeling is, like, kasi usually that happens like when you take an afternoon nap.
Yeah.
And like you don't, really, you never really intended to take a nap and then you just sort of fell asleep.
Fell asleep is no
And then when you wake up, like your neck is all sweaty and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, that's the grossest thing. And Ren Ginteractive says, yung pag-angat ng net ng mga fishermen, daing na lahat.
Sobrang
init. Sa ocean pa, daing na kagad.
Daing na.
Ganun.
This topic scares me.
Why?
I was watching, you remember that movie from back in the day, The Core?
The Core.
Yeah, where,
Hillary Swank.
The core of the earth stopped moving.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, calamities just started happening.
Yeah.
And there was this one scene there where, what do you call this? what do you call the thing that protects the earth? Ozone layer.
Yeah.
Sort of like opened up and then let in microwave rays from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just started
zapping everything.
Zapping it, you know, San Francisco.
Yeah.
And it just scares me because, like, with this heat, you start thinking, oh my God, are we actually reaching that point?
Are we almost there?
Right? It's scary.
Maybe to a degree.
Yay! Look at the difference.
It's okay. You know why? Because K will protect us. He will put the ArcNet around the world, around the earth, and he will protect us.
How very Men in Black.
Sorry, I've been watching it.
And the ArcNet, the ArcNet doesn't protect against UV rays.
Yeah, it only protects
against the aliens.
Aliens. Yeah. And also, Camilo says, nagkakaroon ng oversupply ng itlog na maalat sa mga basketball court.
Bakit?
Ha?
Bakit?
Kasi madami ang kamatis pag mainit. So gusto nila lagi.
Ganun ba? Dumadami ba yun?
Dumadami.
Sigurado ka?
Dumadami.
This is coming from an agricultural standpoint?
From a tule point of view.
Ew!
What? And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Sa sobrang init comes from Sico Wengtor.
Sico Wengtor says,
nung pinlay ko yung CD na Vanilla Ice, ang kinanta niya, water, water, baby. Water, water, baby.
Natunaw.
Natunaw.
Sa kanta.
Yung kanta natunaw.
Natunaw yung ice. Hindi na ice, ice, baby. Naging water, water, baby. Tapos yung pinatugtog ko pa rin ulit, naging steam, steam, baby.
Painit ng painit. Tapos after that, wala, wala, baby.
Nakakainis. All right, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement sa sobrang init. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sa sobrang init. Okay, it has to be said that way. Sorry.
Sa sobrang init.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
React, greet, be heard. Face facebook.com/RX931.
Twitter
@RX931.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Sa sobrang init. Sorry.
Is that really the only way to say it?
Yes, there is no other way to deliver it.
Do you have another
way? Sobrang init.
Sa sobrang init.
Kasi parang sa sobrang init na ano yung ano. Parang ganun, diba?
Hindi eh. Dapat
sa sobrang init.
Yeah, okay.
Mas may impact.
Saka parang nanginginig-nginig yung
right.
Sobrang init.
And also, okay, from Camilo, ang mga nanay, ang pinoproduce na ng boobs nila, milk powder.
Powdered milk.
Wala ng powdered milk. Wala ng tubig. And also, let's see here. Coming from OMGN, ayaw tumigas. Nung yelo.
Nang yelo? Oh, kasi hindi lumalamig yung freezer.
Oo, nasa freezer siya pero tubig pa rin siya. Ganon siya kainit.
Now, I just wonder how much more money those ice makers make.
Diba?
You know, for all the bars,
actually,
all the houses,
true.
All the parties.
Or freezers.
Yeah, those ice, what do you call them? Ice plants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because people buy from them like blocks of ice.
I'm sure, diba sila ngayon. Pero ano rin eh, I think, di ba, your freezer works like extra hard.
Yeah, when it's...
Yeah, so your electricity bill goes up.
It will
also
really go up, for sure. And also, Tracy says, sa sobrang init, yung sunblock ininom ko. Kasi nauho ka na, and for protection.
And for protection.
Kasi dalawa,
we don't advise you
we
to
don't
do
advise
that,
it,
okay? Yeah.
But there is...
No matter how effective it is.
But there's a type of sunblock that it's like a tablet, eh. I forgot na lang.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That would be easy?
Yeah, parang, what, I don't know. Melanin
that's so
ba?
That's so weird. Oh, well, yeah, that, cause that's diba, what you need to protect yourself.
Yeah.
That's how you get dark.
Because of the melanin.
Because of the melanin. The darkness is the melanin.
Yeah.
You know, when we were swimming, Chico had come to the... Because it's fiesta in our village.
Right.
So
fiesta in your village?
Yeah, it's fiesta in our village. Anyway, so he came over along with our other friends.
Yeah.
And we started swimming. And Cooper went into the water.
Yeah.
And we were scared because it's the first time that he was staying under that kind of heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if he was going to turn into a lobster, which means he takes after his dad.
Yeah.
Right.
Or he tans, which means he takes after me.
You.
Yeah.
He's tanning.
Aww.
I'm so happy.
And Del was like, ay, grabe, umitim si Cooper. Sabi ko, gee, thanks. Pagkarga ko si Cooper, para kami talaga yung United Colors of Benetton. Yung isang puti-puti. Maitim na yan, natawag mo sa akin.
You know what this means, right? He's gonna be one of those like golden brown.
Yeah.
Like, he's gonna be, oh
my gosh, he's gonna be so
Phil Am kids. No, no.
Pero unmistakably.
Tapos dapat ngayon palang pinapag-weights mo na.
Why? You can't do weights before you turn 18.
Oh, that's not true.
It
would be nice if he turned 2. 18 na yung inaano niya.
Alam mo mga 14 years old.
He's not even 2 years old.
You don't really... I don't really believe that, like, you're... Why? Because your growth gets stunted or something?
No, I think that you have to do just... Not lift weights.
Push-ups or...
Natural weights.
Yeah,
like,
body
know,
weight.
Yeah, body weight.
And what if the weights that you bring are lesser pa than your actual weight? Kasi, okay, imagine when you're doing a push-up, what's the weight that you're bringing? Whatever your body weight is, right? But what if you're doing a bench press of something lesser than that?
I don't know. We have to talk to someone who knows right? about these things.
If you think about it, but you see what I'm trying to get at? No?
Why would I want him to do that?
Because you want him to be ripped. Para pagtanda
niya. Ayoko nga.
Golden brown.
Then all these, you know,
all these skanky
chicks. Girls.
Spoken like
girls.
A true mama.
All these skanky girls will be like, oh, Cooper, look at your muscles. LJ, JL pala, Gonzalez says, pwede ka na mag-charge ng phone, ibilad mo lang sa araw. Remember when that used to be?
Yeah, they told us, right?
Yung batteries, they say pag naubos, you just
lagay
put it under
the sun.
But it kind of worked, ha? Pero just a little while.
Just a little while, yeah.
A short while.
I think it just, di ba parang may liquid yan sa loob ng...
Remember, the parang core.
Yeah, the parang core. Maybe it's because it liquefies.
Pero it's true, kasi patay na yung battery.
Tapos
flashlight,
yeah.
Oh. Tapos nilagay namin under the sun.
Kami rin, eh.
Pero that's true. Not as, like, a few minutes lang wala.
Just
wala
like a
na.
Burst of
a
like,
burst
energy.
A burst of
yeah.
like energy lang. And also, let's see here. Tonya Marcopio says, merong mga nagre-reklamo na nagiging orange yung balat nila.
Mm.
Yung mga hipon.
Like, really?
Di ba pag naluto?
Oy, pero they do say that that could actually happen
to
you.
It could actually
happen. You can turn orange if you ate too much carrots.
Yeah. Beta-carotene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, you can turn orange. And also, Madmat Mark says, nilalagyan ko ng diaper yung kilikili ko.
Sobrang.
Hindi panty liner.
Hindi panty liner.
Diaper
hindi
napkin, eh. Oy.
Diaper.
Para ano, para hardcore yung ano, protection.
Exactly. And also, Blue Gray says, nasunog yung fish pond namin. Ganun kainit. Camilo says, yung sinampay ko na damit, nilagyan ko muna ng sunblock.
Para lang...
Eh, sinasampay mo na nga siya para matuyo.
But it's true, like, yesterday, I think the maid had washed some jerseys.
Yeah.
And so we were wondering how fast it would dry. Mm. Less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
Because
why do you
of
have jerseys?
Hmm?
Why do you have jerseys?
Pag nagbabasketball si Yaya.
Si Yaya talaga.
Baller si Yaya.
Baller
eh. Actually, in the Maldives... Pag sinampay. Pag inilagay mo lang sa deck yung... Kasi that's under the sun.
Yeah.
Right.
Leave it there. Literally, I don't even think 10 minutes.
It's gonna be dry.
Like, it's going to be dry. Pero yun, ano, well, I put naman like those easy dry board shorts.
All
pero
right.
Like, literally, mga 10-15 minutes, not even moist.
Yeah.
Ganun
well, it's a combination
kainit.
Of the heat
wow.
and the material.
And the material.
It can't hold water.
The material
water.
Is really,
right.
is yeah. really, ano naman. Pero grabe, I mean, I've never seen any article of clothing dry that fast.
So what other kinds of articles of clothing were you drying on the deck?
Socks.
Socks?
No,
socks in
no,
the
Maldives.
It's true.
Kasi I wear socks
Whoa.
For the full foot fins.
Mm.
Kasi, di ba, you don't have naman like booties eh. So, you put socks. Mm. Mabilis, mabilis, mabilis.
Mabilis ka nga. Mabilis. Mabilis ka nga.
Mag-isip ng excuse. And also, Angeli Des says, yung pawis ko, nagiging patak ng asin.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
nawawala na yung
wala na yung water. Yeah. It's just the salt. In your sweat. Hey Jube says, nalulusaw pati mga friends kong plastic. Sa sobrang init. Natutunan.
Does Gino know about plasma?
Yeah. Plastic na malandi.
Malandi pa. And the top. Way to complete the statement, sa sobrang init, comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
sa sobrang init, pinaglakad ko ng 5 minutes yung baboy sa kalsada. Ayun, pagbalik.
Chicharon.
Or chicharon. Kasi naglakad lang siya.
Actually, I think it's taking it up a step not, taking it a step higher if you go with chicharon. Kasi that's deep fried na eh.
Naglakad lang siya.
Tuyong-tuyo na yun.
Oo.
Tapos hindi bumabalik. Nung hinanap mo, pagkita mo, ayun, no? May lechon sa daan.
Bibili ako ng mga baboy, tapos?
Paglakarin mo.
Oo, papalakarin ko. Giriyap. Ay, hindi pala. No, tapos hintayin mo lang sila sa
hintayin
finish
mo
line.
Hintayin mo lang. After that, ano, mag-ano ka kasi hindi na sila makakabalik pala. So, you have to go around and look for them. Kita mo, may isang mound ng lechon.
I'm waiting
isang,
for a quip here.
May isang mound ng chicharon.
No, na masobra ka naman.
Gutom na nga ako. Hinihintay ko pa yan.
Yeah. So, oh nga, we keep going back to food.
I know.
No, pero Do not mention food to Gina.
But if it's today, if it's too hot, you can't eat.
Really?
Yeah, parang di ba sometimes
oh, I never had that problem.
I
keep wanting to eat.
Hindi di ba minsan you just want to drink and then just go to
sleep. Actually drink
na,
for me.
Sobrang
yung uhaw,
I want to drink, eat and then drink again.
Hindi kasi parang it's too heavy to
and the uhaw you get is not for anything but water.
Oo.
You can drink something else, pero you'll crave for water.
And aside pa from the thirst of my
I want a milkshake.
Okay.
Pero kasi even that is heavy.
That's pretty
good. Parang sarap eh.
You want something talagang just refreshing.
Cold.
I want something light and quenches the thirst.
Oh. And what about the ano, the quench of your heart for love?
Quench na yan.
I mean your plural.
Not me.
Your.
Not me. Your everybody out there.
Everybody out there. Kaya ba ng drink yun?
Hindi, kaya di ba kailangan diligan? What? Kailangan diligan ng pusong tigang.
Ng love.
Wow.
Nang
wow.
Love na para ng, ano?
Huh?
Ng love na basa.
Huh?
Ng tigang. Kasi diba ang tigang means parched. Mm-hmm. Barren.
Arid.
Arid.
Alright.
So, you need
so mamasamasang pag-ibig.
Mamasamasang pag-ibig.
Mamasamasang pag-ibig.
Yun ang kailangan mo. So the top 10 ways to complete the statement sa sobrang init, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sa sobrang init.
Hey, can we just say happy, happy birthday to Dave Corp in the Globe Telecom? That's coming from your Zenith Optimedia family. So happy birthday.
Happy,
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, 7-Eleven on the clock this Monday morning.
Summer. Hottest. Summer's hottest. RX 93.1.
Hello, good morning guys. I know it's a Monday. But good morning anyways, and welcome to another round of news here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. Oh my gosh, Justin Bieber is causing trouble again. This time, it's for reportedly illegally tattooing celebrity tattoo artist Bang Bang last summer with a picture of a muscle-bound mouse and the word swaggy next to it. What? Bang Bang defended the singer, telling Celebuzz, quote, "I'm like a needy fan. I want a 30-minute autograph." That was his design. It was anything he wanted. It's his cartoon character. It might be the only thing he knows how to draw, unquote. The pop star could be faced with a $2,000 fine over the illegal ink, according to the New York Daily News. Now, it seems no matter what Bieber does these days, it's being critiqued and analyzed by the media. Last week, his pet monkey was quarantined in Germany.
I wonder if he...
I can't even say this with a straight face.
Oh, poor monkey. Naparusahan kaya? I wonder if...
Yeah, it was spanked.
It was spanked.
Yes, Gino.
A little later on.
Last week, his pet monkey was quarantined in Germany because he didn't have the required paperwork. Prior to that, the pop star had a ruckus time in London during the UK leg of his tour, arriving 2 hours late to a show, going to the hospital after fainting, and parading around the city in a gas mask. Meanwhile, his ex-girlfriend, Selena Gomez, is demanding he remove all footage of her from his upcoming documentary. A source told HollywoodLife.com that Selena, quote, just wants to move on, and she made it clear that she does not want to be in the movie, DVD extras, or anything at all.
Wow.
You go, Selena!
But that's probably one of the only reasons I would have watched that movie.
But
it's a little bit unfair. Because when you think about it, it's his you life recorded too. That part of
and
your
you
life.
Were there.
And you were there. And at the time, you did agree to be filmed.
But
and
I think she has that right, though.
Well, she does.
If she didn't sign the waiver. Like.
Yeah, the thing is that you have to have signed a waiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when we're talking about Selena Gomez, we're not just talking about a girl.
Yeah.
We're talking about a brand.
No, I don't think she means to, like, have any legal actions. I think it's more of like, please don't put me
just
in there.
Just don't put me in there.
Parang,
yeah.
parang more of pakiusap. Kasi obviously, she agreed
at the time. Right.
You know, I mean, they were together and obviously they were filmed and I'm pretty sure she knows that they're filming for that purpose.
Yeah.
Well, for a second movie.
I guess you'll see what kind of a person Justin Bieber is or his management team is.
Yeah.
Well, I think he should leave it. If only because I'm just thinking ahead, okay?
Yeah.
Like 30 years from now, if she weren't in the documentary, it's not much of a documentary because one of the biggest things about his life at the time
was
that he got together with
would feel like a censored account.
And that's not a documentary.
It's not a documentary. You're supposed to record everything, even the unflattering ones.
Even the spanking of the monkey.
Yeah.
But that's what, you know what this reminds me of, the pet monkey?
Mm-hmm.
Like Michael Jackson did that.
Yeah.
A pet, a chimpanzee.
Yeah. Like
Bubbles?
Child stars.
Was it?
Bubbles, yeah.
Yeah, Bubbles.
Remember
maybe
it's like child stars who maybe it's have like monkeys?
It's a rich person thing to have like monkeys.
I think he wants to be weird.
Maybe.
And celebrities can't
and going
afford.
Around in a gas mask.
Yeah.
I
mean, Michael
true.
Jackson always had like
certain
disguises.
Yes. Any kind of mask. You know, I'm just wondering, I guess he's going to be fined a $2,000 $2,000 because you have to have a license to ink someone.
You can't just tattoo.
You can't
really?
Tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
And even in, I don't know if you guys are watching this.
Because remember, there are safety concerns. You need to know the right way to tattoo, right. I guess. You know, like you
and
can't
you have
just
to be using
tattoo
the right needles
whoever.
And, yeah.
And also the sanitation that
sanitation.
It involves.
Because it involves blood.
And remember, you can get hepatitis C.
Yeah, among other things.
Among other things. Like even AIDS.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, well, not AIDS. HIV.
HIV, yeah.
All right. Well, wow. Another bad news update from Justin Bieber today. Mm-hmm.
Poor
right.
Bieber.
Next hour, it's we're giving you the number one movie in the United States because it is, after all, a Monday. For now, you've got The Morning Rush live and airborne right here, right now on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monts Radio RX 93.1, the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Sa sobrang init.
Sa sobrang init.
Dapat talaga nanginginig.
Sa sobrang init.
Starting off with Chenong. Sa sobrang init. Nahiya yung Nile River sa kilikili ko.
Sa sobrang dami.
Sa lakas ng flow.
Yeah.
Also, Angeli Des says, sa sobrang init, lahat ng tao ganado mag-OT. Sa opisina.
Yeah, because the air conditioning works.
Diba?
And there's a lot of people who just like, wala, para you'll just stay there because you don't want to move yet. And even at night, it's
hot.
Night,
yeah. Even in people who stay in malls longer because the air conditioning is
mall
free.
Rats.
Mall rats.
Also, Coco Hernandez says, sa sobrang init, pumunta ako sa restaurant tapos umorder ako, miss, isang ang dam ng tubig. Hindi sa baso.
Tapos dinala talaga sa'yo.
Diba talagang bilang-bilang? Eto na po, sir. Also,
Pagpasok na ng order mo, sasabihin mo, damn!
Well, it's too hot.
Thank you.
It's too hot. It's too hot.
I don't want to
have to deal with this right now.
Why? I'm so funny. I'm the funniest person on the planet.
On the planet.
Sorry.
That's obviously her lying voice.
Diba? Yogi Allrack says, kahit hangin ni Gino Boy, hindi kayang palamigin ang panahon.
Nuts. You know, I was getting tweets yesterday saying, uy, kung ano man yung ginawa mo, salamat, ah, humangin bigla.
Really?
Fat Kid Inside says, sa sobrang init, si Alicia Keys kumanta ng Girl on Water.
This girl is on water!
Water! Water!
Ang kulit.
And also, let's see here. From Fishmark, nakita ko si Santa Claus. Naka-red sando na lang.
Hindi na kinaya yung coat.
Even in the North Pole, it's
not. Wala. Ano, red sando, yun na, that's it. And also, Camilo says, natunaw ang masakit kong nakaraan at naging mas exciting ang hot kong kasalukuyan.
Wow.
That's the one positive
entry to this whole ang init thing.
I am Dre54 says, wala. Lumakas ang balak instinct ng mga Becky sa mga shirtless na mga lalaki sa kalsada. Meron pa nga isang earlier entry. Sorry, I wasn't able to put it down. Pero yung mga babae daw, nagko-construction worker surfing. Sa dami ng
construction worker surfing. Ah, okay.
Like when you're watching TV, di ba, you're surfing the channels. Ito, yeah. Parang you're just surfing.
I've got cable!
Yeah?
I've got HD box!
Did you, is your TV set up already?
Yes.
Okay, good job.
Finally. Actually, we were there.
You get to join the club.
Nung ano, nung sineset up nung ni Mama
Manong,
Cable.
Oo, Manong Cable.
Tapos pinapanood niyo siyang lahat. Habang nakasando lang siya. At nagpapawis.
Pero inabutan ko ng tubig.
Or lemonade. Dalawa yun, the States.
Lemonade!
Para, here, sir. You it's want too, a little bit of lemonade?
It's too hot.
Ano ba?
Oo, di ba?
Isn't it so warm on this fine Sunday morning?
Di ba? Saka talaga yung naka-apron lang ako.
Or yung parang dotty red dress.
Oh.
You know, I don't know.
Hamilcar says, sa sobrang init, fully booked ang flight papuntang Antarctica. Pero may flight ba? How do you go to the Antarctica?
I think you have to charter a plane.
I wonder, no? Really?
Wait, I don't think it's
where do you
popular
go?
Destination.
Where is more, North Pole, no? North Pole is more accessible. Kasi I think if
you can
I
go to Alaska and then go to
Alaska,
the North Pole.
Alaska, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Pero too. Antarctica kasi maybe Australia? Kasi that's about as south as you can go.
One of let's the check. Poles kasi is more accessible than the other. I'm trying to remember
which one.
But it's
not always like that.
Swimming pole. I think that's the most accessible one. Especially during the summer.
I refuse to talk to you.
Also, Nielsen was saying, literally, you can say, my life is a living hell.
Yeah, right. Because it's so, literally it's hot.
Wait, sorry. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's a North Pole that's more accessible. And there is a chartered plane.
Siguro. I think from Alaska, you can.
But it's not, no, but it's not like there's a commercial flight or anything. It's like researchers, they stay there for a period of 6 to 8 months or something like that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Because I remember my mom talking to me about it, about like some documentary where they get based in the North Pole and they have to get special training first before they actually
I think
live
you
there.
Ride reindeer to get to the North Pole.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Kasi totoo sila eh.
A sled.
Mm. Hey, it's true. We have reindeers. They're real.
Yeah nga. Hindi, lumilipad sila.
And
totoo
yun. Oh. Totoo yun.
Na naka-sled.
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to have a red coat.
Right.
Okay, so I'm checking out the... I googled it. Flying time between Manila and Antarctica.
Yeah.
How specific na talaga Manila talaga eh.
Eh kasi that's where we're coming
I guess that's
from.
True. And then, what did you get?
Wala eh. Sorry.
Kasi it's not a common thing.
Yeah, it isn't. It isn't.
At saka nakikita ko when there are like documentaries, they're on a boat.
Yeah, like one of those icebreakers.
Yeah,
they're always on a big boat. Kasi I don't know if... Kasi diba, planes ice?
Yes.
So that's dangerous. Some of the, like, the, you know, the ones I get to watch in like, ano? Air crash investigation. When it's too cold, you have to de-ice them, so...
About once a year, a chartered commercial aircraft heads off from Adelaide to Antarctica.
There, Adelaide, Australia.
It is Australia.
With a lot of well-heeled thrill seekers. They just they used to just do a flyover, but the last time on the news, they actually landed and got out for a bit of a run and came back on the same day.
Oh, that's nice. I would love to do that.
But commercially, you can't fly there.
You can't, no. All right. And also...
And apparently, according to my mom, takeoff point can also be in New Zealand.
Yeah. Mm. It's basically... That's the southernmost na kasi.
You have no idea how much this costs. It's like $5,000.
Wow.
Wow. Well...
Eh, kasi naman.
Not everybody gets to go there. Diba? Yeah. Parang, oh, where do you spend your summer vacation? Na Antarctica lang, bro.
Yeah.
Diba?
But imagine the pictures. Wow, that would be nice. And Chenong says, OMGN says, yung ice tubig naging fire tubig. And Madison Camille says, trending topics yung baskil. Hashtag baskil and hashtag jabar. And
it's so dirty. Actually, you kind of feel sorry for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's like his last name just
became...
But only here in the Philippines.
Only here, yeah.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement sa sobrang init comes from Chenong.
Chenong says...
Sa sobrang init, yung Coldplay natunaw. And introducing Coldplay!
And there's just puddle a puddle.
Wala, natunaw. Init eh.
Kawawang Coldplay.
Kawawang Coldplay. So if you want to join us, Keen RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Sasobrang Init.
This is RX93.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 3.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today.
Okay, so I'll give it to you. It's really pleasant.
It is.
the bed is so pleasant.
It's really happy.
Hey, can we... This is so belated, but Dr. MNG...
Yes.
Yeah, Mae Gonzalez celebrated her birthday 2 weeks ago. You know, so I saw her in ShopWise one day, and she said she had just celebrated her birthday, but this was 2 weeks ago, so I don't know if she's tuned
birthday.
In.
So just, I was probably not here then?
You weren't here. Yeah, we were still waiting for you to come back, and...
Happy birthday.
We hope you had a really great one.
I mean,
one.
It's kind of weird when people greet you 2 weeks after, but
I
happy
know,
birthday.
I know, but you know, from us to you, and I saw the whole family.
Yeah.
Even their son.
Oh, I haven't met the son. Well,
he's guapo. He's very guapo, actually.
Well, we've met...
Chino, he's a kid.
We met the two of them, but not the son.
Not the son. Yeah. They were coming... Easter Sunday.
There you go.
Easter
yeah,
Sunday.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, you were still
I was busy hunting eggs.
No, you were in Maldives?
Yeah, they had there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he was busy hunting eggs.
I'm
Easter
scared.
Eggs.
Oh, different
I'm
colors.
Scared. Itlog ng poneho.
Merong
itlog ng poneho.
Yellow.
Poneho, walang itlog.
Diba meron? Yellow, brown, black,
that's
white.
That's the biggest fallacy of all.
He's meron.
Bunnies are mammals. They don't have... Well. They don't lay eggs. Okay, so yeah, they have
it. Easter bunny meron. It's in a basket. He's got an impressive basket. Yeah, that's where all the eggs.
Did you ever watch that?
Do you have an impressive basket? Gino, do you have an impressive basket?
I'm pretty sure I do. Did you ever watch that? What was that movie? The Guardians?
The Guardians. Rise of the Guardians.
Yeah.
Loved it.
The one with the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
The
loved
Sandman.
It.
Sandman.
Jack Frost.
Yeah, Jack Frost was in it too.
Yeah. Jack was really like cool.
What?
Sobrang cool.
He really was. I mean, he's Jack
Hello,
Frost.
Jack Frost.
He's also
cool.
voiced by Chris Pine.
Was it Chris Pine?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
I saw his... Did you see his tweet over the weekend?
No, because I woke up from a nap, and then I was having my lunch, and then I turned on the TV. And This Means War comes on. And I go like, oh, wow. And then his blue eyes.
His blue eyes.
Wild.
And he's so...
Wild.
And he's so tall. Plus, yung bosses.
Yeah, the boss is so pogi. And I don't know. I think it's because he's one of those guys who can be funny and...
And jerky.
And jerky and cool at the same time.
The
you know
same
what
time.
I mean?
And you're going to love the Croods. That's Ryan Reynolds.
It's Ryan Reynolds, yeah. I watched it already.
Si Guy is Ryan Reynolds.
Tan, tan, tan.
Yung tweet kasi niya, parang naiintindihan na daw niya why I like Chris Pine.
Yeah, but he still doesn't trump Ryan Reynolds in my book.
Okay.
I mean, he's Ryan Reynolds after all.
Wala kayo. Daniel Matsunaga pa.
Close to home to, no?
Close to home, eh.
Hey, don't you guys want to kind of tease them about Wednesday?
Why?
Is that like 100?
Oh.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
We'll tease them about something that...
That's eh, wala na. Na-tease na natin sila eh. Kasi...
Ang ano?
Tease, tease, tease.
Pero more tease. Like the second T. The tease.
Juvenile! Ay, no. As expected.
Tease, tease nga eh. Kasi ngayon yung tease. So bukas, tease, tease. So sa Wednesday, tease, tease, tease.
Hindi. Sa Wednesday, yun na yun.
Ah, yun na yun pala. Oh,
Wednesday.
Hey, can we just say belated happy birthday as well to Casey Concepcion?
Happy birthday, Casey, the beautiful Casey Concepcion.
We hope this gets to you.
Isn't she still in Paris? I think so.
No, the tweets are still parang important.
Parisian.
Oh, because she's in Paris with family and friends, I think.
Well, for some strange reason, I hope this gets to you. So belated happy birthday.
Siguro sawan-sawan sa French bread. Tsaka sa French fries. At tsaka sa French omelette.
French omelette ba?
At saka yung book niya siguro.
French bread. Ah, no.
French braid.
French toast. Braid?
French toast.
Braid. Like French braid. The hair. The hair.
Oh, not French braid. Nabaro ka ba? Parang braid. Crumbs ba ito? French braid.
Ito talaga pagkain na sa isip. Ay, naho.
So, kasi we're talking about French toast. French omelette.
No, anything French.
Hindi, dapat sinabi mo kasi siguro yung buhok niya kulot-kulot na sa kaka French braid. Kaya akala niya
siguro ang buhok niya kulot na dahil sa kaka French braid. Ganon.
Oh, nga, no? If you're in France,
toasted braid.
If you're in France, automatically, are you allowed to French kiss someone?
Of course. Anywhere naman. You don't have to be in France.
Yeah, there's no...
No, I mean, wala lang. Kasi like, it'll be like...
It's not illegal to French kiss someone unless they're not willing.
Hindi na nga eh.
You have to find someone who's willing to French
kiss. Mas illegal yung ano, Australian kiss.
Chico. Ay, nako talaga to. Why? O sige, why?
Nothing.
What is an Australian...
I forgot.
O diba, paano pa kaya yung Antarctica kiss?
Ay, nako.
I don't know that. What's that?
Hindi. Ganun din. Pero mas ano pa.
Because it's slower?
Mas intense. Mas intense.
Down under? Oh.
And also, we've got the top 10. Ways to complete the statement. Sa sobrang init... Sabi niya ako si Poklong, sa sobrang init, ayaw tumigas ni Iceman.
Kasi, natutunaw siya.
Eh.
But just as a little bit of geek trivia, you know that Iceman is actually one of the most powerful mutants in the X-Men universe.
Why?
He's a level 5. If I'm not mistaken, there are two other level 5s classified. One is Scarlet Witch, who can alter reality at like, you know, just... Because she wants to, but
at
she's kind of cuckoo. Yeah, and then...
Wife ni ano Vision.
Professor X and Magneto are only level 4 mutants.
Pero it's just that his power is kind of... Pero he is powerful.
Iceman? Mm-mm. It's not at all.
Well, it's ice.
As in, ano... No. Kasi like, I don't know if you ever saw that image of him na parang the spiky version of Iceman. Yeah. He has a belt that controls it. Because if he doesn't, he'll freeze the whole entire like world.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That kind of power.
It's just not...
The actual cool power is just ice.
Literally cool. It's no, I mean, of course, having an adamantium skeleton system is parang way cooler than being...
Or let's say Professor X.
Professor X could write
or Magneto.
Yeah.
But you can create ice.
I know. It's like, Janna and yung partner ni Janna. Yung Wonder Twin Powers, di ba? Yung...
Hindi
kasi diba si Janna can turn into any animal. Tapos yung partner niya, yung lalaki, any form of water. So ice, water, puro ganon, diba? Parang wala.
No, but imagine what
you... Water really, I mean, water can even make a dent on a rock. A very hard rock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can...
In terms of being cool lang as a power.
Ang cool nga niya.
I mean, someone... It's
basically, parang nagbabato kayo ng ice cube. Itong sa'yo.
Pero yung ice cube mo in different shapes and sizes.
Yeah, I know. Wow. But it's ice.
It's ice.
Paka-chusy niyong dalawa.
Hindi. As a Scarlet Witch, you can alter reality. Whoa. Kahit level 1 ka pa, parang whoa. What about you? Ice.
Pero baliw naman si Scarlet Witch. Like, she can't really
control
it. Well,
you have to be, if you're altering reality, you'd have to be a little cuckoo for that.
See, Matthias Uy just goes, Iceman can freeze every fluid in a person's body.
I know.
Yeah, we know.
It's nice.
It's not cool.
I don't doubt that he can cause major damage. I'm just saying, the power. What's your power?
Ice.
Whatever.
ever.
It's just, you know, parang Human Torch. He's cool, but you know, it's fire.
Hey, what's up to Dre? Ko, who's tuned in?
Still awake?
Weird, I know.
Okay, and False Joker says, sa sobrang init, naubos ang prospects ni Delamar Arias. Kasi nangitim lahat.
Wala nang puti.
And Butter Baby says, sa sobrang init, nagka-sunburn yung kilikili ni Del. Kasi lang exposed.
Delix.
Nako. For Ready Del- Boy says,
hindi pwede.
Gusto mong magpa-blow sa malakas na electric fan.
Hindi
din.
Yung mga ano, yung mga nasa labas ng restaurant.
Exactly. Bakit ay nako? Ibang init-init. Parang, what does an electric fan do ba? Di ba it blows?
Oh. And you wanted to do a good job while it's doing so.
Yun na yung hindi, yun ang hindi. Kiss Marky says,
what's wrong with you both?
What's wrong with you?
Ayan, kaya ka nagkano eh. May namumuong low pressure area sa kilikili ko. Chenong says, nung binuksan ko yung balot, naka-shades yung itik sa loob. Ganun kainit.
Pero ang liit eh. No?
Maliit na shades. Maliit na shades. Adonis Mabangis says, yung bang sasabihin ng mga tao sa'yo, ano yung pabango mo? Cargador?
Sobrang
init. Yun yung scent.
Hey, and that's really judgmental towards all the cargadors out there.
Yeah.
Kasi diba, I'm sure there are
cargadors. Hindi kasi iba yung klase ng scent that you have when you've been under the sun.
Yeah, amoy araw.
Amoy araw. Meron talagang
kasi
amoy.
Kasi usually, yung karga naman under the sun.
Oh, under the
you
sun.
Karga you naman karga naman under the sun.
I mean, you rarely karga like inside the air conditioned room.
Right. Because you may karga under the sun.
What if you're cargaing like perfume?
Cargaing what?
Perfume.
Or what if you're cargaing electronics? Or then cargaing ice? Here we are again with ice.
Oh, man.
Well, it would at least be if the
it
same. Melts,
it'll be the same.
It would be the same because you don't.
And you're
don't,
exerting effort, eh?
You don't carry perfume. No, it's leaking. It's always in a packaging.
Exactly.
Achaka, don't you hate that? Because but there's BO. There's dry smelling BO and
dry pawis.
And there's wet smelling BO.
Can you? But I'm what a connoisseur.
No, can you? Can you distinguish?
Wet smelling BO, 1947.
No, you don't know that. I mean, can't you distinguish? It's because I can.
No, because the putok.
It's dry.
Dry.
And then there's the parang
mamasama.
Wet smell.
Mamasa.
Yung parang ano, freshly squirted.
You don't squirt sweat.
You do.
No, you don't.
It is excreted.
No, it's excreted, but you don't squirt it.
You squirt it.
No, you don't.
It doesn't go the distance. Diba? Kasi in essence, the squirt, it has to go further.
Hindi, tsaka there's force.
Okay, yeah. How far before you consider it a squirt?
Ikaw, how far?
Mga...
Ang distance, ha? Ang distance.
2 to 3 inches.
Oh my squirt gosh!
Oo, squirt na yun.
Hindi ba parang drip na yun?
Hindi drip yun. Kasi drip just... Well, drips.
Yeah, may force yun eh. May force.
Meron.
Force.
I wonder what the minimum
force. It has to be with force. Do you know why?
Hindi, ano ko kasi, I need to talk like millimeters, centimeters. How far before a drip becomes a squirt?
No, kasi I think even... Okay, think about it this way. With a drip, there's still a little bit of force because okay, if it's a horizontal like,
but horizontal.
It's like your pores. Your pores, for example.
Oh, sige.
Or imagine a water gun, that just drips water
from the tip.
Still has a little, yeah, from the tip. Still has a little bit
some
of force,
sort of.
Yeah, so, for it to fall down out of the gun. Whereas if it's a squirt, there's a lot more.
Kasi that's it. Eh. Di ba pag drip, parang literally 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if there's a little arc before it drips?
Exactly. Kasi
there has to be more
so
force.
When does it become a squirt? How far?
The pressure from the source of the hole.
Kahit siguro 1 inch, I think that would be a squirt na.
No,
kasi the smaller the hole, di ba? Parang the farther
the squirt. Depending on the pressure. Yeah.
Parang hose, di ba? You close up the hole, it starts to shoot
squirt.
Farther.
Mm. Yeah.
Squirt farther.
Spray.
Blue Chub says, pag uwi ko ng grocery, pagbukas ko ng isang dosena ng itlog, isang dosena ng sisiwan lumabas. Napisan.
Can I just read this one out? Adonis Mabangis is just saying, guys, when you're having this conversation, since we're trying to define what the difference between squirting and dripping, is, please advise your listeners not to Google squirting.
Ay! Sinabi pa.
Why? No, I'm letting people know na nga eh. Don't Google it na because we'll figure it out on
our own. You know how people are when you tell them not to do something, they'll do it.
But that's not my fault.
Just like you.
That's not my fault.
You are the devil.
That's not my fault because I already told you not to do so.
Kasi alam mo yung style niya devilish,
diba? Devilish talaga.
Lahat eh.
Tsaka I've already heard him say
this. Parang remember that phone patch thing?
Yes, yes. For charity.
Tapos buti na picture ni Jay Ryan na sinusuot niya sa akin yung relo mo. Kasi para di ko makita.
I know, tapos pagbalik I left ko, ano, my...
Tapos pagbalik mo, ano sinabi niya kagad? Si Chico, alam mo kung
ano ba yung... Alam mo, he really is an evil man. He really is.
You know what? It's not my fault that I outsmart you in these scenarios.
No. Smart has nothing to do with it.
Evil. It has everything
evil.
To do with evil.
You are evil.
Fine, I might be
core.
A little bit devious.
Little bit devious.
A little bit. Devious. But hey, you know what?
You
it
put
works.
The D-E-V in devious.
Dev?
Parang devil.
Okay. Sabi ko Dev, the singer?
Blue Gray says, si Iceman naging si Aquaman.
Nag-transform na.
And the top, way to complete the statement sa sobrang init, comes from Mash Plutonium.
He says,
si Shaka Khan, she did not make it through the fire.
Hindi umabot. Lumiyab.
Ang galing na mga entries sa song.
Lumiyab.
Si hindi kasi diba, it goes with the, like yung kanina yung Ice Ice Baby. Water, water, baby. Ito yung... She didn't make
she
it through the fire.
Through the fire.
Not this summer, folks.
Ang init eh. Sobrang init eh. Okay, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Sobrang init. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Sa Sobrang Init.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
What a convo we're having off the air. This is bad. We're trying to get Gino to really do a wacky face. He can't do it, folks.
Or he won't do it. That's the argument.
No, he really can't. He can't do it.
I try. Trust
me. It's not within his abilities.
I want to come up with a wacky
face.
You
know, he has very limited ability. Sorry.
Let's just go along with my, you know, emotional depth of a teaspoon.
No, you know, I was telling him that I did the same thing to you back in the day.
Yeah.
When I gave him a phrase that he couldn't understand it, and he was bugging me for days. I said, you know, rehearsal for life. And he didn't forget it. He bugged me to explain it to him.
And she wouldn't tell me.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, of course.
And do you understand it? Do you agree with it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, no, I may know it now, but at the time, I thought it was like, what is it? Is this like some new catchphrase that I don't know about? And she just, basta. I don't know. It's up to you.
What an annoying co-host.
You really are. But alam mo. At least alam mo.
Yeah, I do know.
It's nice that you know.
Yes, I do. So what?
She's so annoying.
I know, right? Ay, naku.
Let's do the news.
She's like Susie. Hmm? Yung Susie na sa Calvin and Hobbes. Si Susie.
I never actually watched Calvin and Hobbes. So.
Oh my God.
Did you ever read
Susie
it?
And Gino.
Oh my gosh, Gino. We are meant to be partners.
Susie and Gino.
What do you mean,
sorry. No offense.
Anyway.
Big laughter. After. Ew. No offense.
No offense. You're just kidding.
Peace.
Anyway, as a promise, we give you the number one movie. All about the box office. All right. Resurrected Demons, just like Gino. And resurrected Dinosaurs, just like Chico. Are helping out to put some life back into the weekend box office in the North America. The
just
demonic
like love life.
I deserve that. The demonic horror remake, Evil Dead, just like Gino, debuted at number one, earning $26 million, according to studio estimates on Sunday. In a tight fight for second place were two holdovers, the animated comedy The Croods and the action flick G.I. Joe Retaliation, both with an estimated $21.1 million. Final numbers are coming in Monday in the U.S., and it will sort out which movie comes out ahead. Now, Steven Spielberg's 3D debut of his dinosaur blockbuster, Jurassic.
Blockbuster. Blockbuster.
Are you done?
Kasi ayun yun ang block. Gusto niya white.
Blockbuster. So, hindi niya masabi na maayos.
Bilis naman ang karma. All right, so let's do that again, shall we? Steven Spielberg's 3D debut of his dinosaur blockbuster Jurassic Park came in fourth, earning $18.2 million. That's already on top of the $357.1 million domestic haul, well, U.S. haul, with $18.2 million. No, that didn't do that right. Domestic haul, or U.S. haul, in Jurassic Park in its initial run back in 1993. Wow, that was like 20 years ago.
20 years.
Has it been?
Mm-hmm. So yikes. Two, like, parang prehistoric movies, The Croods in Jurassic Park.
Right.
Wait, but The Evil Dead, is this the Sam Raimi one from way back? Like the Evil Dead
remake.
Trilogy?
It's a remake. Yeah. This is a remake.
The remake.
Mm-hmm. Who remade it? And who's in
isn't
it? How come I never heard of it?
Isn't this the one with...
I haven't seen the
face?
Trailer.
The one who looks... James. The one who looks like Javier Bardem. Is this the one? Evil Inside. Something Dean something?
Yeah.
Dean Stanton.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
There you go. Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh, he's in it. Wow.
Isn't this the one?
Interesting.
And
I don't
who's
know.
The lady? Damn it. Who's the girl? Can you Google it?
Okay, I will.
All right. Continuing on. Evil Dead added $4.5 million in 21 outside the U.S. markets, giving it a total worldwide start of $30.5 million. Now, the budget that it took for them to make the movie was only $17 million, so the movie is well on its way to turning a huge profit. The remake was produced by 1983 original filmmakers director Sam Raimi and producer Rob Tappert and its star Bruce Campbell. Okay, so it's not. The new Evil
Bruce
Dead.
Campbell.
No, Bruce Campbell.
Was Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell was from the first, from the original Evil Dead trilogy.
Yeah.
The new Evil Dead lays the gore on thickly for the story of a group of friends terrorized and possessed by demons during a trip to a cabin in the woods. This is scary. Quote, "It's one crazy ride, that movie. I have to think Sam Raimi is so proud in remaking this film that it turned out so well." That's Rory Brewer, head of distribution for Sony, talking, adding, "It's such a visceral ride when you're holding onto your seat or holding onto the person next to you." I guess the good horror movies really do that.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
Okay. You got absolutely no one right in the cast.
So it's a different movie. The one you know where there's a box? The kid opens the box and she becomes possessed.
Oh, no, that's different.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Different. That's altogether different.
So it's a group of friends possessed by demons while on a road trip to
cabin
the woods.
Cabin in the woods. Yeah, that sort of horror movie.
Because it's supposed to be really campy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least the first one when it
came out.
Did
you watch the first one?
Yeah.
How about you?
It's a trilogy.
Yeah.
You did?
I don't remember it though, but yeah.
So I don't know if this will... I mean... Was it still Sam Raimi directing it?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, then I'm guessing it's still... Oh, Raimi, sorry. I'm guessing it's still going to be campy. Because even with...
But with a modern twist.
With a modern twist to it. Because, like, Drag Me to Hell was his.
Yeah.
It was still campy.
My gosh, and that's... Well, scary and campy.
Scary and campy
at the
same time.
Which is hard to pull off. Because sometimes when it's campy, it turns
it's
comedic.
It's not scary.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There.
Whoa. Okay, that's the news. The third one here today on the show. We hope you're enjoying your Monday with us on the Morning Rush. You got CDNG only on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
If we electrocuted this next band, they are what we need this summer. Fun. Electric fun.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
You know what I like? It's that you can't
Americans.
Lie. Oh, this is war, bitch.
That was so quick.
This is war, bitch.
No, because
I was coming up with it, and he was like, Americans? But he does have a good point.
Oh.
I don't like them.
Yes, you do.
I love them. No.
Grabe!
Whatever.
So, I don't know.
P.O.L. Professions of love.
Oh, shut up.
It's not even professions of light.
Shut the...
Diba? Grabe, no? Wow.
No, I was just saying, ano mo, dinirail
like
na.
Like a knight in shining armor.
Grabe.
You're my American boy. And you be my American boy.
American boy.
Wow, parta F.O.J.
Do you know F.O.J., Dino?
No.
Vanna Vanna.
I've heard of Vanna Vanna. I don't know what it is.
F.O.J. is 1st of June, which is when they debuted their group. They're like Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Bitches.
Oh.
That's what we can be.
DBs.
That's our band name. Destiny's Bitches.
The
what do you
DBs.
Say?
DBs.
Diba? What do you
or
say?
Ano na lang, Destiny People. Para DP.
Ay, naku.
What, Destiny People? Ay. No, kasi we
fair
are...
Fairness.
Diba? Because...
I like that category.
Sandali ha, sandali ha, sandali lang, sandali lang. Nagkakaintindihan yung mga bastos.
Why?
I like that category.
I mean, I know.
I say
feel,
people because, you know, men and women are involved.
I feel left out in
tumigil
this conversation.
Tumigil ka, alam mo pinag-usapan
namin. I don't know. Honestly,
but
I don't know.
Ba't ka nag-react?
No, because I know it's bastos by the tone. No.
Or ano na lang, bitches beware. BBW.
BB... Okay, wait. I want to see. I just want to see Adele's
reaction.
Ito grabe maka ano, maka.
Diba ano yung sinabi niya?
DP.
DP.
Okay.
DP.
God, girl.
Pero naka-smile. Pero naka-smile. Bakit ka naka-smile?
Sandali. I have one question. And this is
both.
No, my question is at
both
at the same time.
Yes, yes.
Grabe kayo.
Okay. Ito na.
Every single moment I spent with you guys
is an educational experience. You have to admit.
No, corruption.
You learned something.
No, you learned something new.
Things I don't need to learn.
Of course, you need to learn.
But maybe
these
need
things.
To. But maybe need to. Need to watch. Ano ba?
Kita mo, kasi kahapon, nandun ako sa bahay nila, di ba? So, nagpapainstall sila ng cable.
Uh-oh.
Kita mo, mamaya, minamadali na internet.
Bilisan yan.
I'm actually getting fast internet in the house.
Exactly.
And then you'll never be able to, you know, talk to me again. After.
Then you can do the research that is required.
Mm. Okay. The top 10 ways to complete the statement.
The truth is I tried. Mm. I have little, like, I don't know, maybe that's a guy thing.
No, feeling ko you're not researching on the right categories.
No. I think I am.
Or the right side.
No, I think I am.
Maganda
or maybe the right
side. Mga HD.
Oh. Siyempre kasi when you're learning, you want it to be in high definition.
No, I think with boys, you have a higher...
clear talaga. Iba yung clear. Iba yung parang, alam mo yung parang nirecord from the TV. Ganun yung resolution.
Mm.
Pero meron yung talagang clear. Yun yung mga magaganda.
Hi, Luis.
Hi, nako, Luis.
What did he say?
Huwag na.
What did he say?
Pag wala akong magawa the whole day, kakaisip what DP means. Kasalanan.
Huwag
mo nang alamin.
Ano? Like I said.
See, also Joy, former traffic of RX, was saying, Del, hindi ko get yung bastos nila. Please share. Joy, for your own sake.
Destiny's people.
It's best that you don't know what this means.
Digital photography.
Oh.
Alam mo yung...
Default picture.
Default picture.
You know that moment when Eve had...
Double pepperoni.
Oh my
gosh! Gio!
What? Double pepperoni?
Stop!
What?
Can you stop?
What's wrong with pepperoni?
Hindi kasi ganun pagkasabi mo kanina.
Double pepperoni?
You didn't say pepperoni.
I said
that's
pepperoni.
Not how you said it.
Double pepperoni.
It means two times more pepperoni.
Exactly.
Ay, nako, the top 10 ways to complete the statement sa sobrang ina.
Ay, Ronnie.
Ba't Ronnie?
Pepperoni kasi.
Ay, nako po.
Diba?
What? Hello, Luis.
Let's start off with Camilo. Sa sobrang init, nayamot si Del. Dumami kasi ang moreno.
Nawalan siya ng choices.
Ren, go away. Sa sobrang init, gusto ko nang sumali sa TV show na A Minute to In It.
Hindi na Win It.
Hindi na.
You know, that show is very exciting.
Minute to Win It?
It's so simple, but it's so exciting.
Because I think it's a time pressure.
Yeah, and once you start seeing what they have to do, it seems so easy, but...
But once you're there, it's a completely different thing. Mahirap siya,
tapos the pressure of just doing it in a minute.
Yeah. Camila says, sa sobrang init, lahat ng tinimplang drinks nagiging powdered ulit. Pero na timpla mo. Teka, I have a question. If you timpla 3-in-1, and then, kunyari nga ganun, yung biglang nag-evaporate lahat ng water, when they become powder, will they be separate? Naka-solid ulit yung sugar? Naka-solid ulit? O meron parang...
I don't think so, because you
parang
don't
solid,
do that.
Solid,
no,
solid
so.
Coffee. I mean,
I think it's still powder, but...
Naka-timpla na.
Oo, like, you know
hindi
how coffee is.
Hindi siya
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, kasi 3-in-1, it's
really
separate.
Oh my gosh, this is a great
experiment.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
To dehydrate it, will they all be... Kasi parang, is there like a solid na nakatimpla? Hindi mga ba the true dehydration, dapat maghihiwa-hiwalay sila ulit.
Well, no. They're just supposed to dry up from the form that they were previously.
So you'll have granules that contains all three.
You know, yeah. I can actually ask like a legitimate scientist to do this for
your
us.
Your sister-in-law. Yeah. Yeah, right. You should ask.
Sige.
Diba? By the end of the show, sana may sagot na tayo.
Demanding mo naman.
Oh, hindi, para kasi it's on people's minds.
Alam mo, grabe ka.
Alam mo, hindi lang ikaw iniisip ng datang
tao. Why do you feel like it's, you know, it's
why
all
do you
about
feel like it's your
demands?
Hindi, wag.
Ay.
Sabi lang, mami. Oh, ito na.
Actually.
Masabi lang, eh.
Chenong says, nag-file ng TRO yung Earth sa araw.
Temporary restraining
order. You can't come near me this much.
But isn't the Earth, the Sun eventually will swallow
yes.
the Earth? And we will all die.
But we will be dead long
course,
before that happens.
Yeah, we're talking about eons.
Because
yeah.
even before the sun...
Ay, po.
Sorry,
po.
Sorry.
Grabe.
What?
Nang di-derail.
Diba?
I'm Alex East.
And they, alam mo, binabalak niyan, hina-heart attack tayo pareho.
Oo nga.
Now who's really evil?
Oh, you can't say that.
Nisa, si Del, gusto i-heart attack tayo eh. Why are you being so nice?
Why are you being so nice?
Oh my
Why are you being
gosh, so nice that is
Grabe.
So... Ang sama mo.
Why?
Are you saying that I'm not nice?
You're not.
That's a given.
Tsaka talagang unanimous. Eh.
Unanimous
You're
talaga.
Not. That's a given.
Nag-pounce talaga. Eh, no? What? That's a given. parang it's ano yung...
What is this look of shock?
Yeah.
Is this really shocking?
Diba in an algebraic equation, ikaw yung numeral.
Nerd.
Hinahanap natin yung X eh. Yun yung undefined. So.
I don't like finding the X eh. Mahirap, masakit.
Tsaka pag nawala mo na, iwanan mo nang nawala. Huwag mo nahanapin.
Huwag mo nahanapin. Don't find
no
X
No need
na.
To find X.
No.
Sige.
Kung
tatlo sila.
You'll start asking for Y.
No? kung tatlo sila.
Ay,
I am Alex E. says, sa sobrang init, nakita ko si Satanas bumibili ng halo-halo sa kanto. Chenong says, yung Bora pick ko, pinagpapawisan din.
Hindi, si Gino lang yun.
Tinawatan ba mabawi?
Di ba?
Of course. But I'm nice, ha?
No!
Ambo Clarek says, sa sobrang init, nag-start sila ng Clean Pasig River Movement. Ang instruction lang, magdala ng walis.
Kasi tuyo na.
Wala ng tubig.
Oh, here. Sorry. Ren G Interactive. It's just showing us a photo of dried coffee. It basically looks like it's glazed.
So hiwa-hiwala.
Uh-uh. Like no, together.
No, it's just...
It's together now.
Yeah.
That's what I think, too, that would happen.
Okay. You can't re-hiwa-hiwala then.
Yeah.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement sa sobrang init comes from Dwayne B.
Dwayne says,
you complain to the barista, excuse me, ang in-order ko ice macchiato. Bakit hot latte itong dumating? And the barista goes... No, ma'am. That was iced macchiato.
That was iced macchiato.
We did prepare iced macchiato. All right, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement. Sa sobrang init. Just key in RX, space your entries.
No,
and send them
say it right.
Sa sobrang init. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag sa sobrang init.
Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, part 4. It's the Morning Rush.
We would like to say hello to Sarah Cranandez.
Try Ceratops.
No. Sarah Cray Hernandez.
Hello, Sarah.
I don't know if she's back, maybe from
hello,
Boracay.
Baliw.
Are you
yeah.
back?
I don't Look think
so. Nagsaway na yata siya sa abs.
Hey, welcome back.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. Sa sobrang init. Thank you to Jeje Boy Takyo and Gabriel Manuson for suggesting this. Let's start off with R.A. Chapero. Riam na lang, Riam. Yung nag-search ako ng tanghaling tapat, tapos sinearch ko Kate Upton, Scandal, yun, dumiyab na yung PC ko. Sa sobra ng
init. Sa sobra ng init.
The heat and Kate Upton.
Pero yeah. Trust me, walang scandal. Wala.
Uh-huh? You've checked?
Huh? Uh-huh.
You know, and didn't she pose for Sports, is it Sports Illustrated,
Illustrated.
In Antarctica?
Mm-hmm. That's real snow.
That's real snow. It was freezing. Mm-hmm. And they even had a video behind the scenes of the photo shoot. Mm-hmm. She's really in the bikini.
Yeah.
I would have kept her warm.
No, that's what they were saying. She's so hot. She didn't need to be kept warm.
Nah. Boy Bacal says,
but she seems like a really, like a real person. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
She's not
she
like,
gives
you know,
off that vibe.
Not unreachable.
Yeah.
Cyberway says, yung bang nagpanggap na sheep ang mga clouds para makasilong sila sa barn. Ganun kainit.
Pero kasi when you draw sheep, you're
it's really
drawing
like clouds.
Clouds.
Yeah, it's drawing clouds.
Unica Maldita says, sa sobrang init, yung mga nagfi-figure skating sa Samoa, nalunod.
Kasi tubig na. Kasi naging ano na siya, parang mini lake.
Age akala ko, you have to go to Samoa? Yung no. pala.
Samoa.
Moa.
Ageson says, sa sobrang init, pag ahon mo sa pool, yung tubig sabaw na ng nilaga.
Huwag ka lang mag-iwan ng sebo.
Kasama
hindi, hindi rin magsisebo eh, kasi sobrang init nga, diba?
Oh, there's a twist to that. There's okay. another version of that na may twist from Boy Bacal. Pag ahon mo sa pool, lasang sinigang na hipon na yung tubig ng pool.
So obviously,
hipon
ikaw yung hipon.
Ka, hipon!
Na, number one, maasim na. Number two, hipon ka. Agent says, yung pag-wedding, di ba merong bell?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos pag hinila mo, may doves na lalabas. Imbis na doves ang lumabas, andoks ang nahulog.
Naluto.
Naluto na.
And I am Alex E. says, tinalo pa ang biko sa lagkit ko.
I haven't had good biko in a long time.
And biko is really lagkit.
I don't think I ever liked biko.
Ako, I'm not a big biko fan.
Kasi it's so easy to mess it up. But if you get really good biko, wow.
I love tikoy, but not biko.
You know what's good? Sapin-sapin.
Yeah, I love sapin-sapin.
I love sapin-sapin.
Kasi ang lambot eh.
And kuchinta.
Yes,
I love kuchinta.
And what's that white one?
Puto.
No, not... I know what puto is. The white na parang merong coconut shreds. Palitaw.
Palitaw.
There, thank you.
And there's also the ano, peachy peachy.
Putubong. Ito na naman tayo.
There's peachy peachy.
Alam mo ba na...
Puro mga pagkain, hindi ko pwede kainin.
You do know that palitaw is made of rice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so Galapong. Fun to make, ah.
Hello, it's called kakanin.
Hindi kasi some people don't recognize it.
Yeah.
That it's flour made out of rice.
Have you
milled
had,
rice.
Have you ever cooked palitaw?
Yes.
It's so much fun!
You cook it?
It's
yeah.
literally,
kasi
lilitaw mo siyang lumitaw.
Lilitaw siya pag luto na siya.
Nakalubog
kaya
siya
palitaw.
Lahat.
Oh,
nakalubog siya lahat. Tapos as it gets luto, it floats and you're
hence
like,
hence the name.
It's luto.
Talaga, na. Talaga.
Yeah.
Placed pa, no?
Parang jeepney.
Kasi before, the, ano pa, like, my auntie would like, cook it in shapes like stars and moon and whatever. Tapos it's in a big vat of boiling water and then you dump everything
basically
in.
Parang saing yun eh.
It's so cute. Wala, it's so much fun.
So hungry.
Yeah, and I love it, the nyog, the freshly kud-kuded nyog.
Nyog. The freshly kud-kuded nyog.
Saka kud-kuded.
Kud-kuded.
Yeah, you kud-kuded. Kasi it's, ano pa, it's kind of like wetish pa.
Wetish?
Yeah, it is. Kasi parang it's so juicy pa, it hasn't dried up or anything.
No, you have to drain it.
Yeah, pero it's also nice when it's kind of like
or puto-bombong.
Puto-bombong with cheese.
With butter, cheese, and sugar.
Tsaka dapat yung queso de bola, yung cheese, not cheddar. It has to be like a little sharp.
Napakaano talaga nito? Snob.
No, it's true.
Kailangan daw queso de bola.
Kailangan daw sharp.
Di ba pwedeng ano?
Okay, the cheese have to be sharp.
Normal cheese lang.
Look,
no, it's better.
Can't be a soft cheese, okay? It has to be sharp.
Yeah.
Di ba brown sugar?
Yeah. No, it has butter. To be ano? What's that? Ito the brown na sugar na parang square-square?
Eh bakit ba ako gusto ko brown sugar?
Kalentong!
Kalentong is a place in Mandaluyong.
Yes, Mandaluyong. Yeah. Mandaluyong, Manila.
Kinuyog.
Kinuyog is what you do.
Yung sugar na parang
kinudbuo. Binudbud.
Muscovado?
Hindi.
No, Muscovado is brown sugar.
Hindi, not Muscovado. Yung parang siyang square.
Kamuning.
Square.
I know.
Kamuning.
Kamuning?
Wait,
why are you saying places?
Oh! Grabe kayong dalawa.
Eh kasi, Nakaka-nervous when you open your mouth.
What? What is it called? Wait.
Parang
panutsa?
Yung ba?
Well, para kasi
I don't know. You're gonna say it's panutsa. Yung,
pero walang mani.
Kasi when I eat in Via Mare, hindi siya sugar. Para siyang buo-buo na.
Because when I eat in Via Mare, hindi
that's
siya
what
sugar.
They put it. It's not like regular sugar. It's
but like, I really like panutsa nga daw yung sugar.
Ah, panutsa
nga.
Chito Mick also says so. And bukayo. Bukayo is the ano, diba? Parang
bukayo, that's
coconut
ano, Bulacan.
Parang, no, bukayo is a type of food also. It's like this parang white interlaced wall.
Bukayo. Pero di ba may bukayo?
Pero bukayo na. Ah, bukayo. Hindi bukayo. Bukayo, Bulacan.
Bulacan.
Is a place. But I think they're also known for making bukayo.
Maybe. Ah,
really?
Maybe
baka
that's
kaya ko yung bukayo, kakabuka-buka.
Ingat dyan sa mga buka-buka na yan, ha?
In the most unglamorous moment of his life. Listen, it's really...
Baka nga yung bukayo dahil bukayo siya galing.
I wish I had like a camera on my forehead so I could take a, you know, a video of how your face looks when you make these mistakes.
Oh, sige. Madmat Mark says, sa sobrang init, si Mahal natutulog na sa ref.
Kasha kasi.
Guys, Ja Ramos says, it's Bukawe, Bulacan. Not bukayo.
Sa sobrang gutom. Bukawi. How can I forget? Bukawi.
Everybody's like, Bukawi, Bulacan yun, di ba?
Nagutom.
Si Del naman.
Oo nga. Baka kaya.
At saka si Del meron pa siyang. Baka bukayo. Hindi bukayo.
Kinorek pa yun.
Meron pa siyang... kasi yung bukayo, that's the place.
You should check the tweets right now.
Oh my God.
Di ba bukawe? At saka lahat sila, di ba bukawe? Alam mo yung
awkward. Nga pala. Bukawe pala.
Bukawe po ata yun.
Pero polite.
Oo, at least polite eh.
Boy Bakal says, sa sobrang init, 5 seconds pa lang niyang sinusubo yung popsicle mo, tapos na agad. Yung parang...
Tunaw na agad eh.
Tunaw na agad.
Tunaw
yung
na
popsicle.
Agad.
And Lock on Strata says, Jonardo says,
would you rather eat popsicle during summer or ice cream?
Ice cream. Yeah, I'm an ice cream person.
I'm an ice cream person.
I love ice cream.
Never mind.
Jonardo says, yung naka-trunks at two-piece na kaming pumapasok sa office.
Wow.
Pero si ODH has a version of that. Mm. Topless kung may boobs or abs.
Pero kung wala.
Kung wala,
mag-t-shirt bawal. T-shirt ka, bahala ka sa buhay mo. Mainitang ka dyan.
And the top way to complete the statement sa sobrang init comes from Cristiano Ronaldo.
He says,
tumalon yung dolphin. Yung from the water. Mm. Yung nag-breach siya. Tumalon yung dolphin, pero pag landing niya, danggit na.
Ang liit ng danggit eh.
Naluto na, tapos naging ibang klaseng fish pa.
Naging ibang fish pa. Alright, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement.
Sorry, what's danggit? What kind of fish is made into danggit?
Danggit.
Is that a fish or is that...
I think it's a type of
fish. Because
like,
tuyo is not a fish. It's yeah. A way
no,
to
tuyo is a way of preparing it.
It's tawilis.
Not all. Kasi there are different types of tuyo.
Yung pinaka-common na tuyo, di ba
tawilis
is
a kind
of... No, it's not tawilis.
It's a kind of fish, di ba? So, no, tuyo, there are different types of...
Tunsoy, that's the most...
Tunsoy?
Yeah.
Si minislabel talaga ng ano, this shopping place.
Because when I go to the grocery...
I bought, akala ko tina pa. Yung pala, nakalagay, Salinas? What's Salinas?
I know it's a last name.
No, it's also a fish.
No, because yung tuyo, there are different kinds of tuyo eh.
Tawilas ba?
Depending on the, I mean, like...
Yeah, it's
you can make like three different kinds of fishes pero lahat sila tuyo.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
may tuyong bangus.
No, I mean that tuyo. Not bangus.
No, which is my question.
Danggit is the local Philippine name for a fish, also known as the rabbit fish or spine foot.
Ah,
so
okay.
Danggit is an actual fish.
So that's the name of the fish, not the way that it's prepared.
It's prepared.
Yeah,
that's so
for
you can
tuyo.
Make like dunggul na danggit na... You can make
what happened to you?
You can make danggit na.
Oh
kunyari,
my gosh!
Kunyari,
hindi ko mabalikas sa...
Paksiw na danggit, pwede yon. Kasi danggit is the fish. Eh. You can prepare it some other ways. It doesn't always have to be like...
Although it's commonly known as...
So you say daing na danggit? The full name?
Hindi na yata. I think you just say danggit kasi it's more known as that kind of fish used for... Diba, it's always like that shape?
Yeah. Salinas naman daw is the place where they make tinapa.
Tinapa. Mm-hmm. But what is the name of the fish that's commonly used as tinapa?
Somebody's also
Bangos.
Saying sardine.
No.
Ah, hindi.
Foreign boy was just saying sardines ang Salinas.
Ah, okay. Ah. Right. Because the old,
see,
the old
so
people
confusing.
Call it, diba, Salinas?
No, kasi I think, yeah. And then there are, like, parang even with sardines, there are different types of sardines.
There's mackerel.
Yeah, there's mackerel.
There's even...
Well, that's a misnomer. Because sardines is what we call like canned sardines. If it's is prepared the same way, it's in a tomato sauce base.
Yeah.
Even if it's mackerel, people think it's sardines.
It's sardines.
But you have to be sikip.
Yun yun eh. Yun yung classification eh. Kailangan masikip na can.
Alam mo, grabe si Chico mag-isip.
If there's sikip,
but it needs to be sikip, okay.
Then it's sardines.
You can't be sardines if you're not sikip in the can.
If it's roomy, it's not sardines. It has to be sikip. Yeah, it's true. Okay, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement. So sobrang init. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include #TheMorningRush and #SasobrangPangit.
I can't get over it.
Sa sobrang init.
Sobrang ano pangit. Now we all know what he's really thinking.
I know, and he was looking at me when he was saying that.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were.
I was reading.
This
I
might was actually
reading. Be a...
I was reading.
Pangit ka rin.
Oh, leave me out of this.
I was reading.
But this can actually be a topic for tomorrow.
What?
Sa sobrang pangit.
Oh my gosh.
Diba?
Sige, gawin natin. Sige. Ako inspiration. 9:25. No, only because he was looking at me. He wasn't even looking at you.
I was looking at the...
You always look at Gino.
Well,
did you see our dogs? They were,
they were kissing. Our
they
dogs.
Were kissing. Our two male
vicariously,
dogs.
Vicariously, you know
tapos,
why?
It was so ano talaga kasi my dog is white, his dog is brown.
Yeah.
So it was so.
Para daw kami talaga.
Para kami talaga.
Like fathers, like sons. Mm.
You know why? Because both dogs were on leashes, diba?
Mm-hmm.
The love traveled from your heart to your arm to the leash to the dog.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, final top 10 for today. The top 10 signs. Ways to complete the statement. Sa sobrang init.
Ba't di
nanginginig? Oh, wala nanginginig. Dapat meron.
Sa sobrang init!
Okay. Let's start off with Fry and Pop. Sa sobrang init, pati internal organs ko, sinasunblockan ko.
Ayan, okay. Parang yung iniinom yung sunblock. Sunblock. Yeah.
But I want to know more about that thing you were saying that you can take something, a tablet.
Yeah, I saw it before. I'll try to ask a friend of mine because she was the one who took it.
And,
before we went to the beach.
For Rene Boy says, sa sobrang init, yung mga gulay sa ref, blanched na.
Sa ref, ha?
Ang bilis. Yaya Bangenge says, sa sobrang init, yung mga nasa closet, nagsilabasan na.
Kulog daw
init, eh. Count G, Louis Rapp says, naging seafood shabu-shabu hot pot ang bikini bottom. Kompleto na ng ingredients.
Pero may sponge.
Hey, speaking of, we met
Patrick Starr. Patrick Starr.
Where? Over the weekend.
Yeah. How did you meet Patrick Starr?
We met him.
Yeah. Where?
Met him.
In the fun run.
Sobra siyang cute. As in, sobra siyang cute. Gusto ko, alam mo, actually, I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
It seemed so inappropriate, but I wanted to pinch his butt.
And Finn and Jake. We met Finn
and Jake.
Jake
of Adventure Time.
Yeah. How come you met so many of them?
Cartoons. Mad Matt Mark says, ang chocolate hills naging chocolate shake na. And Astro Boy says, nagmelt yung chocolate square sa Candy Crush.
Yeah, right.
Diba? Merong chocolate squares.
But that's ano na, medyo advanced stages na yun.
Yeah. Yaya Bangenge says, pati si Dora ayaw na lumabas ng bahay.
Ayaw na mag-explore.
Ayaw na. Init daw.
Kaya na, init.
Sabi ni Dora, ang init!
Soy init.
Astro... Muy caliente.
Soy init. Astro Boy says, di na pwedeng gawan ng sequel ang Ice Age.
Kasi tunaw na.
Tunaw na. Mm-hmm.
Louis Rapp says, nung naglakad sa labas yung friend ko na corny, si Delamar to. Ayun, nag-pop.
Naging pop.
Gusto ko yun, eh. Si Delamar to.
Tony Rojas says,
samahan
naging,
nyo. Grabe kayo.
Naging anong part kayo? Na ako ng family ni May, Gina, and Nadja.
Ay, nako. Ay, nako. Alam ko.
Ano?
Ayoko.
The Jabbar sisters.
Yun nga.
Si May Jabbar, si Gina Jabbar, at si Nadja Jabbar.
Tapos yung counterpart nila.
Tapos na, next.
Ay, Gino.
Master Bather, sinahugan na lang nila yung Laguna Debay. Debay? Debay?
Debay.
Debay.
What's sinahugan?
Yung nilagyan na lang ng ingredients. Kasi luto okay. Na yung mga isla. Lock on Strata says, a fat guy sat on a bench. Ayun, pagtayo niya, may grill marks na siya. Parang pork chop.
Pero alam mo, that actually happens. But not, it not, doesn't darken.
Yeah.
Pero you know, it
yung
makes
napapaso.
It... Oo. Yeah. Tapos may parang lines
it feels
na red.
It.
Yeah.
And the top, way to complete the statement, sa sobrang init, comes from... thank you to Gabriel Manuson and Jeje Boy Taco. I keep forgetting to thank them. It comes from two people. It's a tie. Parehong astig eh. First from Riam. Si Edward Cullen, naging si Blade. Parehong vampires. At yung isa naman from Count Gino. Ang pawis ko, steam. Ang hininga ko, flamethrower. Ang utot ko, fireball.
Alright, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Gotta head
much.
On out of here.
We know that it's a Monday. It's a little difficult to start the week, but
I know.
You know, you can never go wrong if you're tuned in to Summer's Hottest. And tonight on the RX Concert Series, Sandwich!
Yay!
Wow, what a treat. So join Francesca tonight, 7 o'clock. We gotta go.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.